Assalamu alaikum. My name is Fatima Sabar, and I'm the host of your Muslim Girl podcast, where you can come to get advice. We can all learn and grow together. So, if you're a new time listener, welcome. Alhamdulillah, I'm very excited to have you here. If you're an old time listener, welcome back. And I do want to apologize for my, I guess, 2 week hiatus, week and a half. Stuff was going on, and so I didn't feel like it was right for me to record at that time, and I got busy. So, alhamdulillah, we're here now and a day late, and I do apologize for that. But, you know, I just want to take a second to acknowledge the pain and the suffering, the Palestinian people and the people suffering all over the world. And, you know, it's difficult seeing all of the atrocities that they're going through, seeing, you know, the impact of the white phosphorus on the people there who are entirely innocent, and seeing, you know, hospitals being absolutely, you know, blown into rubble. And it's difficult. It is really, really difficult to see that. But we need to remind ourselves that, you know, this life is a test. We can't lose our focus, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a plan. That's what we need to remember. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a plan, and His timeline is not the same as our timeline. And we can want things or hope for things, but ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. You know, they plan, as in the enemies, right? They plan, but Allah is the best of planners, right? So we need to keep that in mind. So when it comes to what I learned this week, I think there were a couple of things. Firstly, it was just how awful little things, you know, like things that just suck your attention and will not increase or add to your life in any really positive way. So, you know, like time killers, right? Like, they're not going to help you in any way, shape, or form, okay? And I know that a lot of you are on social media, you're on TikTok, you're on Instagram, whatever the case may be, but those things, if you're not careful with how you're spending your time on them, they will, I almost think of it as them digging their claws into you, right? And then your brain becomes addicted to this constant dopamine loop because it's firing neurons in your brain, and your brain's like, oh, that makes me happy, I like that. And so it's hard for you to pull yourself away. So if you're not yet on social media, I highly recommend staying off of it for as long as possible, because it's a fine balance, right? It's difficult to really maintain that balance. So you have to start to discipline yourself and to move away from it. I'm going to talk about taqwa and, you know, cutting out sins later as well, but these can be very, very easy ways for us to fall into sin and for us to just do things that are not right, things that we're going to regret later on. So that's something that I'm kind of reminded of this week. And I went to this protest yesterday for Palestine, for, you know, calling for a ceasefire. And I think what struck me, combining those two phrases together, but I went with my family, and I think that it was kind of a reminder that, you know, there are things that we can do, you know, for the people of Gaza, for the people in the West Bank, for those that are suffering. We do have a choice. We have a choice to stand up and do what's right and fight for the truth and be on the side of justice, or we can stay quiet, you know, and let Shaitan fool us and tell us, oh, you're one person. What do you think you're going to do? We need to remove this mentality from within us, because imagine if 1 billion people said, oh, I'm not going to be able to do anything, I'm one person. But collectively, you're a billion people. So don't discredit the acts that you're doing to try to help those in need. Don't discredit that. Because who knows, maybe it's your dua that changes something. know, maybe it's one conversation with a friend who was ignorant about this that changes their mind and brings them to Islam. And, you know, subhanAllah, like, just seeing the amount of people that are coming towards Islam, given the incredible iman that these people have, like, subhanAllah, it brings tears to your eyes just seeing the level of trust that these people have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and, you know, like, their strength, it's completely awe-inspiring. So those are definitely a couple things that I learned this week. As for the quote of the week, it goes, "Everything is hard before it is easy, Goethe." And I've mentioned this quote before. If you've listened to the podcast episode that I held with my Islamic teacher, then you've probably heard this quote as well. So remember, this life is a test, right? Everything is going to be hard before it is easy. There are going to be times when you want to give up. There are going to be times when you don't want to get out of bed. There are going to be times when it's hard for you to pray. But ultimately, what are we looking for? We're not really looking for, you know, our paradise to be here, because we know that this earth is a paradise for those who don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that this life is a paradise for those who don't really believe in a paradise, right? But for the believers, paradise is after this life ends. So we need to bear that in mind as we continue with our daily lives and, you know, move forward and try to keep up our iman in these times of strife. And we're not, you know, in the difficulty that the people in Gaza are in. But seeing what they're going through, obviously, it's difficult and it hurts your heart. And we need to take a step back and say, okay, like, you know, what would Rasul Sallallahu have done in this time, in times of strife? What did he do? And really looking at reconnecting with the Sunnah and reconnecting with the Qur'an. When I went for Jum'ah this week, the Imam was talking about how a lot of the problems we face, a lot of the strife we face in our lives comes from this disconnect between the Qur'an and ourselves, and for us neglecting the source of guidance. And so we need to foster that relationship with the Qur'an again. And I'm speaking from experience here. When you ignore the Qur'an, your life becomes 10 times harder. Problems that seem to be small suddenly multiply. You know, you feel stuck. And I think a lot of us are going through this phase where we're feeling stuck and we're feeling like we're in this rut. And if that's you, I want you to know that you're not alone. And that, you know, other people are going through that, but a way to help alleviate that is by turning to the Quran. And, you know, really reflecting on it and turning towards it with curiosity and really telling, like, asking, Ya Rab, guide me. You know, help me through this book that you have revealed. Allow me to become a better person for reading and understanding and knowing your book. Make the Quran a source of guidance for me. Like, make these du'as. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. Allah guides those who ask with sincere intention. Right? That's a promise. And the fact that you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be guided is a sign that He wants to guide you. You know, the Imam also talked about how we want to change the outside world and fight for different causes, but we really need to change from within. And that's what this podcast episode is titled, right? Changing from within if we're going to change the outside world. So we need to take that change. We need to take these sources of guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and internalize them. And let them manifest in us so that we're able to become better Muslims. So we're able to become better people. Right? So ways that we can do that, obviously, reading the Quran, reflecting on it, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you, you know, approaching it with curiosity and really wanting to learn from it. You know, making dua, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower mercy on those who are suffering, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease their pain, to grant martyrdom to those who have passed away, to those who have been murdered. And you know, there's so many different ways that we can connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, looking at his life, incorporating those habits into your life, you know. I overheard someone say, you know, now we're living in a time where we ask if something is sunnah so we can not do it. But at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people asked if it was a sunnah so they could do it. So, you know, the perspective is entirely different, and we need to change our perspective. Because ultimately, what is our focus? Our focus is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Our focus is getting to Jannah through pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And we need to shift our mindset, reframe whatever else is going on inside our head to make that our sole purpose. You know, and then everything else ties into that. Okay, I'm studying for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, I'm working out for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm taking care of my kids for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm looking after my siblings. I'm cooking for my family. Whatever it is you're doing, make the intention tied into that ultimate purpose of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and getting into Jannah. Right? We need to try to keep ourselves in this state of remembrance, trying to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, a great way to do that is through dhikr, right? You know, constantly saying subhanallah, 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 or, you know, whatever other dhikr you like. Because when you're constantly reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it protects you from committing other sins, right? And like when you start to cut out those sins, it's easier to do the good deeds. So what cutting out sins is called is taqwa, right? If you listen to the episode with my Islamic teacher, the one on marriage, she talks about how having taqwa, right, it's cutting out the sins. It's getting rid of those things that are going to prevent you from getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Ihsan is excellence, right? It's the next step. That's you adding those good deeds, right? And a metaphor, an analogy that you can use to look at this is, okay, let's imagine you have a cup, okay? And that cup has poison in it. Those are your sins, right? You can add as much water to you as you want to that cup. But if you drink it, there's still poison, isn't there? And if you drink enough of it, that poison could ultimately kill you, right? So we need to focus on getting rid of those sins and incorporating those good habits, you know, and doing the things that I've already said, looking at the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, learning about the seerah, you know, trying to connect to him, like loving him and looking at his life and saying, okay, what are the things that I can pull from this? Looking at the life of the sahaba, right? Looking at what they were doing to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And really learning to love these people that loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because on the Day of Judgment, we're going to be with the people that we love. So who do you love? Right? That's something that you might have to change as well. Surrounding yourself with better company. Right? That's another way you can change yourself. Right? Change your environment. There's a reason why they say it takes a village to raise a child. Because that environment is directly going to influence you into what you're going to do, into how you're going to behave. And then, in light of what's going on in Gaza, you know, and the people that are suffering, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them Jannat al-Firdaus, and may He grant them ease and mercy. You know, let those events increase your iman. Let them be a reminder for you to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let those tears be a way for you to soften your heart and for you to turn back and reflect and repent. And then through that, become grateful for what you have. Because, you know, subhanAllah, when you look at the people in Gaza and how little they have, and then you look at your own life, you know, you're like, subhanAllah, how much stuff am I ungrateful for? How much? You know? Like, how many things have I been neglecting? How many times have I expressed my ingratitude? So we need to take a second. We need to reflect, and reflection is so important for self-improvement. Sheikh Omar Suleiman has this amazing lecture, and inshallah I'll try to link it in the show notes as well, where he talks about, reflecting at the end of the day. And he says that if you're not a person who reflects, you are going to be a person who is able to make the biggest sins look small. And that's terrifying, right? Because we don't want to be people that are committing small sins, least of all big ones. Right? Yeah, we're going to mess up. But you need to reflect on your day, say, oh, I messed up here. I could have done something good here and I didn't take that opportunity. And then vow to do better. Right? We need to be people who reflect, people that are grateful, people that constantly turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people that find strength in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the last thing that I want to mention is to work on self-improvement mentally, physically, psychologically, emotionally. So we need to work on being well-rounded people, right? We need to look after our body because our body is an amana, right? It's a gift. And we're going to be questioned, hey, what did you do with this? What did you do with your body? What did you look at? Did you look after? Did you feed your body healthy things? Did you, how did you look after it? What are your inputs? What are you consuming content-wise? People-wise. And we really need to reassess, what are the things that I am doing? And I think an excellent question that we all need to ask ourselves on a regular basis is, if I were to die tonight, would I be satisfied with what I have done? Because then all of a sudden death is a reality, right? And we know that death is a reality, but there are times when we put it to the side because we're attached to this world, right? And we want to remind ourselves that death is inevitable. It could come for us at any moment. Our next breath isn't even guaranteed, right? Every breath takes you closer to your death. It's poetic, but it's true. Genuinely, we have no idea when we are going to die. So we have to make sure that we're looking at ourselves and we're saying, okay, am I in a place where I am happy to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with where I am? Am I honestly striving? And, what I thought was interesting is that, bringing death closer to you kind of puts your life into perspective, right? It shifts the way that you look at life. And then it brings you back to your focus, right? And our focus is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And getting to Jannah, inshallah, may Allah grant us Jannatul Firdaus. And may we be neighbors of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I was reading this book today. It's called Deep Work by Cal Newport. And essentially, he said that human beings thrive off of depth and purpose. And what he means by depth is the ability to concentrate and to find meaning in these difficult tasks. Right? And purpose, what's your why? And subhanAllah, Islam provides us with both of those things, right? So Islam provides us with an answer for something that people spend their entire life looking for. And we need to take advantage of that. We need to look at ourselves and say, hey, look, alhamdulillah, I have been blessed with Islam. I have a purpose. And that automatically gets rid of some of the fear or uncertainty that people are dealing with in life. Automatically. So we need to become people that reflect. We need to become people that really work on changing ourselves. And this doesn't mean that we stop protesting and we stop doing X, Y, Z because we feel we're not perfect. That doesn't mean you stop trying. But it also means that you are aware of what you are doing. It means that you become aware, okay, what are the thoughts I'm having? What are the actions you're committing? What are the habits that you have? Who are the people you're hanging out with? So we need to bear all of this in mind, okay, as we're moving forward. And I know that a lot of us are getting into a little bit of a rut. So I wanted to post this episode because I think it's also important to bear in mind with what's going on in the world and the strife and the difficulty and subhanAllah, like the beautiful iman that these people have. So I urge you, you know, do what you can, donate, go to protests, you know, sign petitions for Gaza, for the ceasefire. And may Allah, you know, grant them ease, grant them mercy, protect them and guide them and help them, you know, make dua for them. You know, please go make dua for them. That's really, really important. And don't diminish the acts that you are doing, okay? So I hope that you found this episode helpful. If you'd ever like to get in contact with me, you can always reach out to me via Instagram at Your Muslim Girl Podcast. There was one girl who actually sent me a message with a question through my Spotify question box. And I'm not able to directly respond through that question box, unfortunately. So if that's you, please send it to me via Instagram, or leave your Instagram handle in the Spotify question box. You can also email me at yourmuslimgirlpodcast@gmail.com. And inshallah, I will see you next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.